Accession number 31427, Mr. Albert Clark, Reel 10. Now, so what happened? Anything ever happened on one of these driving trips to Kimpo? Was it just a routine job?
Yeah, it was just a routine job. Go down, and sometimes I used to get something to pick up or chaps to return, coming back, and brought them back. And I done that, maybe two, maybe three times I done those strips. But they was taken out of the line over to...
Did you ever get that leave?
No. Because where I was, HQ, and I wasn't combatant, if you know what I mean. I wasn't going out on patrol and
so they needed it more than you did?
Yeah. They was priority is the word. I didn't even get the local R&R 3 days at Incheon. They had a by that time they had a like a sort of a encampment or a place at Incheon, but I never ever got to see that. But I've been to Incheon when I picked me Morris up.
You mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anything else happening? What about Christmas? Any Christmas celebrations?
Christmas, yeah. Christmas. Funny enough, we had roast turkey. Literally roast turkey, not out of a paper bag. And what they had cooks, what they done, what they call built, what they call Aldershot. Now the Aldershot was 45-gallon drums, basically. Right, raised up off the ground with what have you, rocks and whatnot, with a space underneath. The lid was cut out. They cut out and somehow they bent it over so it hooked on the front of, you know. And they used to whack all soil over the top of the drums, so they're virtually horizontal that way, with soil over the top. And with a like a chimney out the back where the smoke, because you used to have to burn. They used to burn wood. We used to go out and scrump wood, you know, from various places, possibly old houses and whatnot, you know. Getting back to that, they used to cook the turkeys in there, and it came out.
Were they turkeys or chicken?
No, turkeys. Turkeys. I can honestly, I don't think I ever see chicken at all. We might have got somewhere where we ate it and we didn't know, in these here combat ration, you know, because we got a mixture. We've got the sorry.
Were there any other celebrations of Christmas, or was it just turkey?
Turkey, well, that's like the eats, and obviously we had possibly, I think everything was tin, like tin spuds, tin cabbage, everything was tin carrots, like, and all like that. We had the veg with it. Mum's Yorkshire pudding or anything like that. Nothing like that. But we used to have a glass of sake, but I didn't like sake. You know, it was like rice wine, you know. Made it.
Did you get a beer ration?
A beer ration? Not as far as I know, if I remember. We never got it free of charge, but we used to have a little one of these here staff sergeant or staff sergeant round here. He used to keep like a tent with a naffy club, you know, where you could buy the Tiger beer, Tokyo Brewed, with the straw over the top. We used to all club together and buy boxes of beer, you know.
And would you get drunk or?
We never had enough money for that. But
did you get a rum ration?
Only the forward troops. Like, you know, I'm going back to the boys that lived out on the patrols, you know. They did get some of the blokes that told me, like, that they used to get a tot of rum before they went out on patrol.
Now, anything else you remember about that time? Did you move about much?
Yeah, well, I was at, as I say, a rendezvous.
Pintail Bridge.
Yeah. Britannia, down to Pintail Bridge, and what's the other one? Pintail one, wasn't it?
Teal.
Pintail and Teal. They was building the big one, and incidentally, it got washed away. I think it was Teal Bridge got washed away. But they was actually building it. It was built like a bridge over River Kwai, and they put all these big trestles right across. There again, the Americans done all that. They pushed all the shale out when the low tide, like the low water, and they worked with cranes and built the bridge. Widgeon, there was another run up. I'm going left because I'm imagining where I am. Up left was Widgeon. That wasn't even thought of. But it's a word that I've learnt since I've been gone back and looked at it. Widgeon, but the main one was Teal and
it doesn't matter, said it.
The name of the bridge, yeah. But the other one back that way was the Ford, where you could go across the shallow, the Indian River, because it was so short. And that's where the Chinese came in and hit the glorious clusters, because they come in from the north, right, and they came over through past
but that was ages before you were there.
I'm just saying about the field that I knew, but the shallow water, we used to go in and invariably wash our trucks off because it was so shallow water, you know what I mean, and then you used to duck under the water to wash off, and and we used to get incidentally, the crack went round. Mobile showers was in the area, right? There again.
Tell me about them then.
The mobile showers. The word went round. You and you. The mobile showers peel off. You go down there, and you had a towel, and for some unknown reason.
Were they British or American mobile showers?
I'm sure it was run by, the one where we went in was run by the Yanks. Because I tell you what, it had all Yankee, big Yankee tent like that, a big one. You went in one end, it was like a wash. You went in one end and you had to walk on duck boards. And this, it was just like a farmer's in the field where they do the artificial watering. And this water used to be, not boiling hot, but hot. They worked the temperature, And in the tent was all painted of girls, professionally done, really good. Oh, I don't know whether they used to do it when it was dry or not, but they had all the pictures, only for a laugh, because that's how it was. And we used to go through there, and after a shower, and come out. And
carry on.
Yeah. We're in the showers, right? And then before we could sort of go through, I noticed one thing, that when black Americans was actually in the shower, soaping up and skylarking about, the white Yanks would not go in. But when the black Yanks come out, I did notice that they went in. And that's the only thing. But other than that, I used to get on with them all, That was just them two, That, in quick succession after that, we used to get a sock issue. And of course, by that time, they was all old or dirty, nobody washed them out. I used to aim them and put a sock issue on. There again, the type of boots that I got when we got the winter gear, the Parky 50 something, so they had a number of it, But anyway, it's the Parker. When it comes to my FP, the frost protected boots, right? They never had none to fit me, but I had to get. I was wearing Canadian at that particular time. They come from the stores, PPCLI, Princess Patricia Canadian Light Infantry. That's where we knew that the stores come. A great big They were a rubberised sole, right? But they was good for me because when it went up like that, laced up, and a tongue, when you walked in the deep snow, it did enter the top, so your feet got wet. But I was just, you know, that's the type of shoes that or boots that I had. But all the others, they had, well, we called them FP, frost protected. They was like a sort of a colour of that table, but like candle wax, you know, you go like that, dabbing on it, you know. That was our first lot. Also, when we first went there, before we got the Parker issue, I'm going back a bit now, before we got issued with the donkey jacket. Literally, with the wooden buttons across the top. A few of us got them and gloves. Whether we was in the right place at the right time or what, you know, but that's what gear that we had. And that was all taken away from us. And then, as I say, then we got the John L. Sullivans, the long...
You've been
long
that,
Johns,
yeah.
And the...
You've done all that, yeah.
The vest, yeah. You know, the string vest.
You've described that. Now, anything else before we, you know, anything else you remember about this period?
No, that's... I've named a few of the ones that's right close to me, you know. Like the ORs, other ranks, you know.
What did you think of Company Sergeant Major Blood?
Yeah, old Blood, yeah.
What was
I come across him, yeah. Company Sergeant Blood, yeah.
What was he like?
Yeah, he was, nice fella. That's all you can say about him. Nice bloke. Gilchrist was always nice to me, like, you know, when I used to go and do a few jobs for him, like such as go and cart wood for on my truck and, you know, different things like that, you know. Wish I knew some of it. Blood.
Well, let's talk about how you got frostbite then. Let's go on to that. That's February, is it? When did you start?
I'm still thinking of things that I knew. Can I go back a bit? Right. The chap's out on patrol, right? I knew personally Corporal Critcher. Now, he was Private Critcher. And I was in Colchester doing my training, working in the officers' mess, you know, in the early days. And I used to do general duties with Private Critcher then. He was a corporal, but he an officer. And he got busted. Demoted, and he was put in. He was a regular soldier, by the way. And Corporal Critcher went through all the way through, and he was still a Private Critcher when he was out on the patrol. His patrol got hit, you know, by all the chinkies. His immediate officer got wounded. I don't know the name of the officer, but he also got wounded, I think, in the legs. And he stood up, no fault of his own. And he fired the Bren gun from the hip, right? And he sorted him out until his own patrol could take up a good firing position. And he got the MM.
So, but you didn't see any of that?
No, I'm saying what more or less what the Norfolks was through. But personally, I knew the bloke. That's what I meant, you know.
Now, so tell me how you got frostbite. Is that the next thing then? Unless you think of anything else.
Frostbite, well...
So when did you... You got it in February, did you? When did you start getting it?
Oh, no, I reckon when it started to get really cold, December, the early part of the... Well, it was winter before then, but, you know, so cold. But December, I mean, it was really, really snow upon snow. December, January, well, we used to hit the Siberian winds.
So how did you get it in your hands then? It was in your hands, wasn't it?
Yeah, hands and feet. My hands was all turned blue, like blue, and cracked. My knuckles cracked, you know, skin cracked and peeled, you know. And then in my feet went literally black, you know. My toes and my heels came up when I was in the 29th jury, 29th. Hospital Kure, Japan. my skin so tender. They cut. I lost a lot of skin on me, but I just about sort of saved. You know what I mean? And I never lost no toes or anything. You know.
So when did you first notice it?
Well, as I say, as near as I could tell you, down here, round about on the December time. You know, that's when the winter.
So how come you didn't do anything about it till February?
I did. I went sick.
And what did they say?
I had medicine and duty, sort of thing, you know.
I was taken off
the truck, right? And I was put into undercover, as it were. What cover there was? It was a hole in the ground, I had to with a like canvas top and roof like that, and I was working with the armoury, like, you know. We had Bren guns just shipped over, and I was cleaning Bren guns, you know, like nobody's business, you know, taking all that grease through.
Could you do that with your hands, Brosbin?
Well, by that time, I suppose my hands were sore, but I still done it, if you know what I mean. That's the job that I done. Yeah. And just general duties there. But I was actually kept out of the, I suppose you could say, the wind, you know.
But they didn't get better.
No.
What happened?
After a little while, I don't know, it could be a couple of weeks and that, I went sick again. And then I had to get me small pack and shaving gear, and I got sent back to B Echelon Rear from A Echelon and B Echelon. By this time, I was in Samachon Valley. I was in the area of Samachon Valley.
The whole regiment had moved, had they?
Well, we only knew what basically where we were, like, you know. But they was, I think they did come along the Samachon Valley to the hook. There's a rendezvous there, what they call the hook. And we had squaddies there on the hook. That was a very forward position, if I remember, in the Samachon Valley, that really protruded right towards Chink, you know. It was a nay or yay place, you know. If they lost that, they'd have pulled back down to Seoul, really. But it was a strong point, like, you know. And then, as I say, I got, I went sick. And I went down to B Echelon Rear, and I see a Canadian major, right? And I see a Canadian major, and he said, right, coming up, you know, so. He put me feet in blue unction, you know, or blue water, like, you know. Yeah, said, right, dry your feet off, you know, sit over there. You know, by this time I was in, like Indian mesh, like, you know, like the, all, like sort of a, more or less the forward region of hospital, really, you know. And he said, right, blah, blah, blah. And he said, go back to your lines, take this. I don't think he'd give me a letter. Oh, he must have given me some note, because they'd never radioed or any or telephone. They must have given me something. And I went back. They said, right, hand in your Sten gun, any ammunition you got, any 36mm grenades, or any other gear, hand it all in, small pack again, and then report back. Somebody took me, I don't know how I done it, but somebody took me back to B Echelon, and then the ambulance came and picked us up from, or way back Seoul, I suppose, and come up, and we got on there, and I think it was halfway through the night we travelled, and eventually we got to Seoul. And I was in the hospital there.
How did they treat you there?
Well, I had to go before a board, like, you know, like a sort of a, I was there about 3 days, and I just got me food and basically in the bed, and Queen Royal Alexandra Nursing Corps, English girls, the nurses, two pippers and whatnot, sergeants, came round and just to look at her. And by this time, I was on to see this year high ranking, I think a Canadian again, or an English medical officer. And then he said, right, down to Kempo Airport. And the Australians threw us out of Kempo Airport to Kure, Japan. And then from Kure, that's where it was, we landed there. And then we went up a train, passing through Hiroshima, where the atomic bomb dropped. Hiroshima to 29th General Hospital, Kure, Japan. Right? And then I passed through that, the 29th General.
How did they treat you?
That, very good, very good, very good. I had various forms of treatment, such as Alibert oil tablets, other tablets and whatnot. And then, lo and behold, after about, I think it was about a month or something like that, you know, I got put before a doc, you know, like a sort of medical doctor. And he said, well, that's when I met Sister Erpeth, a two pepper. Her mother come from Station Lane and blah, 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 that goes on. I knew where it was, wasn't it? She said, asked me if I was at Upminster. I said, yeah. Then I said, will I be going back to Korea? Because by that time, my unit or Norfolk's was still in Korea. See? So she said, oh, no, you won't. And that's where I first met, found out that I wouldn't be going back to Korea. I then went, by that time, I was classed as in the category as walking wounded. Right? We got, while we was in Singapore, well, we flew from...
you're in Kure.
We was on Kure. I was in Kure, I should say, keeping it square for 3-4 weeks, I suppose, somewhere around like that.
So from February to March?
Yeah. Wasn't all that long. And then I started my journey back home, which was via the RAF. The RAF flew us out of Kure. Then we went to Okinawa, you know, the Philippines. Which is Okinawa, isn't it? Manila. Flew us to there. From down there, down to Singapore. And I was put into the hospital there, like sort of transit hospital there. And then while we was there, lovely, was getting, well, obviously, I could see all the boys that was terrible, you know, wounds.
But how were you? What state were you all?
By this time, I was walking wounded. I was.
But how were your hands and feet?
Yeah, getting all my skin had grown back on. And my feet was, I wasn't walking on the hills, if you know what I mean, but that.
So what happened next?
We used to get the WVS, right, used to invite us out, like a cup of tea down the local WVS. And then at one time, what stuck in my mind, we went, got invited to the pictures, lo and behold. And in the ambulance, I went down to the pictures from the hospital to down to the Odeon. There was a bloke in there. He got one leg blown right off, and he got with the other leg stiff like that, look, with the plaster. So actually, he only had one leg. And because I was a big old boy, strong, you know, I carried him out of the ambulance, across the pavement, up into the lift, into the Odeon, right? And then, since then, I've been back with Mercy and my other friends. Also, he served in Malaya. I've been back on a private holiday, and I told the courier there, I said, can I tell you a story? I said, when I was in the army coming out of Korea, see them steps up the Odeon? She said, yeah. I said, that's where I carried a severely wounded bloke up there. Good Lord, she said. And this is the things that stuck in my mind. That was in Singapore, the Odeon, Singapore. not far from Raffles Hotel. Raffles Hotel.
So after Singapore, where do you go? This is around about March, is it?
Could well be about March time, January, February. Yeah, round about March time, yeah.
So what about the rest of the flight time? It's a long old way.
Yeah, long old way. We used to do edge hop in, like what we call edge hop. Out of Singapore, they flew us down to Negambo. Not Colombo, Negambo, Ceylon. And we used to stay there all that afternoon, all that night, in the hospital, under mozzie nets, you know? That's the first time I've ever slept under a mozzie net. Because I tell you what, the beetles and that was as big as that. In the wards, you know? And then the next day morning, about, say, 10 o'clock in the morning, we used to load up aircraft, and off we go again. RAF Hastings, transport. That was going back a bit, the old piston. Four-engine Hastings. You used to sit in there like that, in the seat, and in the, you could see the rivets going round and round in the wall, like the vibration, you know. Anyway, we stayed down there, went to Negambo, Ceylon, Karachi in India, in Pakistan actually, Karachi. Then somewhere along the line, I flew from there, and I flew down to Baghdad. I think it's Baghdad, yeah. Because we used to have a rude saying there. Oh, I was in Baghdad before you was in your dad's bag. You have to cut all this out, what I'm telling you. But that's the saying. So we're down in the oil-rich state, somewhere near the Gulf, I think that was, wasn't it? And then from there, we went to Luqa in Malta. I'm still flying back now. Luqa in Malta. From do the self same thing. Ah, no, we had engine trouble. They had trouble with one of the engines, right? And we had loaded up, and he started it up, and he wasn't happy. So we had to disembark and go back, and we had a further day and a half in Luqa, in Malta. And when we was in Malta, we had the RAF boys took us out in a coach in Malta. I've been since back with my wife, you know, to visit these places. And we went to up on the hill to a brewery. This is one of the days out where they invited us out. And it was called the Blue Summit Brewery. It's the beer, anyway. And I used to see these here, old trucks on the side of the road, flogging the oranges. And I was the, like, sort of the leader. I said, don't buy them oranges there. Let's go down that road down there and stand up on a wall. And we were scrambling oranges and got them back into the coach, and there was bleeding marmalade oranges. And of course, you know what happened? All the hands bombarded me with these marmalade oranges. And these are the things that go through. So by this time, we was more or less getting together, getting sort of level-headed, as I call it, you know. And then eventually we took off from there, and we come back to Lynham in Wiltshire.
So when did you get back? March or April? Or do you not know?
I don't really know offhand. I know I had about, when I come back, we hit it this way. When I came back, I had about a month, right? If you can work a time out. I had about a month to run. And then on top of that month, I got 2 weeks holiday, right? So it could be 5 or 6 weeks I was back. And I got demobbed. I went to Britannia Barracks, Norwich,